This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just as holiday travel is about to ramp up, Americans across the nation are dealing with a major storm system that's been snowing on the West. Steve Baxman, the fire chief in Monterey, California, north of Sacramento, on one storm-damaged house they responded to.
We went in the house, made sure everybody was safe, pulled them out, cleaned up the best we could. Then from there, we went to another house where a top came out of a redwood tree, and it hit two houses, put a limb all the way through the roof into the office of one, and was on the roof of the other one, and damaged three cars.
This storm is now moving into the heart of the nation, says the Weather Service, which says the central U.S. can expect snow and high winds. This bad weather comes as many Americans prepare to travel for the holidays. About 102 million people will go by car, says the AAA. The good news for them? Gas is down to $3.26 a gallon this morning. A year ago, it was 6 cents higher, says the AAA. Soon to appear in a U.S. court, according to the Justice Department, a Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. Everybody on board was killed, most of them Americans. The AP's Mimi Montgomery.
Families of those killed are informed that the suspect, Abu Ajela Masoud Khair al-Marimi, is in U.S. custody. The U.S. Justice Department confirms the information, adding that Masoud is expected to make his initial appearance in a U.S. district court. Pan Am Flight 103, traveling from London to New York, exploded over Lockerbie in 1988, killing all 259 passengers and another 11 on the ground.
Iran publicly executed a man this morning, hanging him from a construction crane. He was accused of killing two paramilitary members, reportedly after getting angry about the killing of protesters. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine.
Ukraine's presidential office says at least two civilians have been killed and six others wounded by the latest Russian shelling. Russian military is shelling areas near Bakhmut in the eastern Donbas region, with fighting at multiple points. The Ukrainian governor of the Russia-occupied Luhansk region, Serhiy Haidai, has said a Ukrainian strike on Kadivka on Sunday hit a hotel that served as the headquarters for the Wagner Group, a Russian military contractor. He charges that hundreds of Russians were killed, a claim that cannot be independently verified. Ukraine's power provider says the situation in the country's energy system has remained difficult after Russian attacks, particularly in Odessa, that suffered massive power cuts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Subaru is recalling late model Ascent SUVs due to the risk of a fire. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.